Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You are tuned in to yet another upper intermediate lesson here on Open Language. My name is Spencer.
And my name's Adam.
And we are talking about the difference between you and me.
You and me. Well, basically, we're talking about something that I've been asked many times during my trip here to China, which is, what's the difference between Canadians and Americans?
Yeah, I mean, really, what is the difference between these, North American neighbors?
We're neighbors, we're friends, we're allies. Mm-hmm. But maybe from the outside looking in, maybe it's not so easy to
distinguish.
Exactly.
Tell the difference.
So today we've got five things that are kind of different, not just between you and I specifically, but, you know, between our countries or countrymen.
Yeah, so apparently these are the top five differences between us. All right, so today's lesson is broken into two parts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and listen to part one.
Excellent.
There is a joke that goes, a Canadian is merely an unarmed American with healthcare. But does this give us the full story? Today, we are examining the real differences between these two North American neighbors. Number one, society. All for one, or one for all. While America is famous for being a great melting pot, Canada has always tried to be a more peaceful and multicultural society. Canada is much more collectivist in nature, whereas in America, the individual is king. Number two, government, friend or foe. More Canadians believe that the government should play a stronger role in the economy and defend national culture. America was founded on a strong distrust of government, a feeling that still exists today. As President Ronald Reagan once said, government is not the solution to our problem, government is the problem.
So we got a little joke here to start off today's lesson. You want to do the honors, Adam?
Love to, yeah. Okay. So a Canadian is merely an unarmed American with healthcare.
Oh, that's great. Slays me every time. All right, yeah. So apparently you Canadians don't have guns, which is quite funny in and of itself.
Right. It doesn't mean that we don't have arms.
No.
Right? That we don't actually have physical arms on our body. It means we don't have guns.
But with so much nature and wildlife, you guys can't go hunting?
Yeah, it's not that we don't have guns. It's that we're not obsessed with guns.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. All right, yeah, so arms is another word for guns.
Right, it's like army.
Yeah, for weapons, basically. So unarmed, meaning no weapons on their bodies.
Right.
Okay, cool. So number one, society. All for one or one for all?
All for one or one for all. Okay, so while America is famous for being a great melting pot, Canada has always tried to be a more peaceful and multicultural society.
Okay, so melting pot. We're not making fondue here.
No cheese, no chocolate.
Even though it's quite delicious. Mm. Melting pot here means a place where people from all over come together and they kind of melt together.
Right, they mix together.
They become one.
They become one, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But melt, this is also part of our expansion today.
Right, because melting, you know, you can melt together, like we just said. But melting is usually in relationship to temperature.
Yeah, so you can melt tons of things. You can melt cheese.
Right.
You can melt ice.
Right.
You can melt snow.
Sure.
You can melt metals.
You can. It's a little more difficult than cheese.
Yeah, but, you know, people do melt metals to make things.
So we can also use this as an adjective, right? Mm-hmm. Like melted cheese on top of my burrito.
That's right. Or you could also be a little, you can exaggerate a little bit when it's hot and say, oh, I'm melting.
I'm melting, right? Exactly.
It's so hot, I'm melting.
And speaking of exaggerating, you could also use this phrase when it comes to relationships and love. Like, for example, my heart is melting.
Mm-hmm. When I first laid eyes upon you, dear, my heart just melted.
Right, because before, my heart was ice. You know,
ice cold.
It was ice cold, and then
I was a bitter man.
Exactly. Or you know, like maybe even the bitter man that Spencer says, he sees a small puppy, mm-hmm. and his heart melts.
Yeah, how do you know? I cry when I see puppies.
Oh, puppy.
Okay. So, Canada has always tried to be a more peaceful and multicultural society. Okay, so peaceful, having peace.
Having peace, right.
Yeah, I think you guys get that.
Right.
And multicultural, meaning here multiple cultures.
Right. In Canada, we actually use the word mosaic, which is a form of art where you just put lots of pictures
together,
right? So instead of melting into one, we just kind of put everything together side by side.
Right. So America, yeah, so melting pot, everybody becomes one. They all become American, apparently. But in Canada, you can preserve your cultural roots and heritage and live in the multicultural society that is Canada.
That is Canada, right. And that's because Canada is a much more collectivist society, meaning that... you know, the group or the culture is kind of above the individual.
Yeah, more for group, more for the group, less for the individual.
Right.
Right. America, individual is king.
Okay. So now individual, I think everybody knows, means one.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this word we can use as a noun, we can use as an adjective, we could even use as an adverb, right?
Really?
Sure.
Let's get some examples here, Adam.
Okay. Individual ticket. I've been in Shanghai for a couple years. I still haven't bought...
The 交通卡.
Yeah.
The transportation card.
Transportation card. Right, exactly.
Okay.
I always just buy an individual token every time.
Wow. All right. I like to live as an individual.
Okay, so just by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I agree there.
Yeah.
One other thing I would think of is, I think on Open Language, we've probably talked so many times about, like, going Dutch or splitting the bill,
yeah,
right, where just everybody pays
individually.
Right,
yeah, so you could pay individually. Okay, cool. So number two, government, friend or foe?
Friend or foe. Okay, foe just means enemy.
Yeah, enemy, right. Okay, so more Canadians believe that government should both play a stronger role in the economy and defend national culture. Okay, so here we have this, play a stronger role.
It just means like, you know...
Do more.
Do more, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Be more involved.
Yes, exactly.
Role coming from, like, if you're an actor and you're in a movie, you play a role.
Right, exactly.
It's your, you know, maybe your responsibility. It's a part that you fill. Okay, cool. But America, however, was founded on a strong distrust of government.
Okay, King George, right? Mm-hmm. The madness of King George.
Yeah, that's right. So distrust means to not trust.
You don't trust.
Yeah. So you might have a distrust for something.
Right.
But guys, be mindful here. We don't usually say like, oh, I distrust him. You just say, I don't trust him.
I don't trust him, right.
Oh, I don't trust her. She lies a lot.
Right. It's more like a distrust of authority or government or something that's kind of above you in a sense.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, cool. So should we go ahead and listen to part two?
We should.
Number three. Who's got the bigger bank account? The average Canadian might not be as wealthy as the average American, but this is offset by the fact that economic inequality is lower in Canada. As a rule, Canada doesn't have a lot of outspoken or ostentatious billionaires. The Canadian super-rich tend to live much more modest lives. Number 4. Now you're speaking my language. For all intents and purposes, Canadian and American English are the same. That said, there are a few subtle differences in spelling and pronunciation, like how Canadians say Z instead of Z. But the biggest difference has to be in the Canadian pronunciation of ow, as in house, mouse, or about. Number 5. Attitudes. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. Americans view Canadians as pushovers and polite to a fault. Canadians view Americans as boorish and rude. It's been said that Canadians are more polite when they are being rude than Americans are when they are being friendly. All
All right, so part two starts off with number three here today, the third difference between us. Who's got the bigger bank account?
I think this is the one people are dying to know.
Yeah. Money, money, money. Okay, so the average Canadian might not be as wealthy as the average American. I don't know. That's up for debate in my mind. Mm. But either way, this is offset by the fact that economic inequality is lower in Canada.
Okay, so offset is kind of like balanced.
Yeah, like balanced out.
Yeah, we say balanced out, exactly. Mm-hmm. Meaning that, you know, here there is a big gain, mm-hmm. but on the other side there's a big loss.
Mm-hmm. You know, you might have to pay more up front, but you get more in return.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, exactly. Because in Canada, taxes are higher, mm-hmm. right? They're much, much higher in Canada, but that's offset by the fact that, you know, you don't have to pay to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. You get much more, you get many more benefits.
Right, exactly.
Right, okay, cool.
But we can also use this word as a noun, right? Mm-hmm. Like an offset.
Mm-hmm.
The one that comes to my mind is carbon.
That's a fun creation they
right.
came up with in recent years.
Right, so if Spencer owns a company, it mm-hmm. makes a lot of pollution, mm-hmm. he can just buy carbon offsets.
I can pay money to someone to maybe plant some trees.
Plant some trees.
And yeah. it's supposed to make up for my pollution.
Exactly.
It's kind of a silly idea in a way.
In someone's mind, it's balance. It's all balancing out, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Silly or not.
Mm-hmm. Either way, though, inequality is lower in Canada.
That, I think, is that is true. That is a true thing. So inequality, just the state of being...
Unequal.
So
not fair.
Not fair, right? Different rights and privileges. Mm-hmm. But usually when we talk about inequality, it's income.
So when you don't have so much economic inequality... The money in a country is more evenly dispersed among the people.
Right.
More evenly shared.
Right. The one thing we already said, but we just want to make sure you guys pay attention to, is the noun is inequality.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There is inequality. Inequality is bad. But the adjective is always unequal.
That's right. Right. Unequal.
Unequal treatment. Unequal distribution.
Unequal rights.
Unequal rights.
Yeah, that's right. So, as a rule, Canada doesn't have a lot of outspoken or ostentatious billionaires.
Okay, a couple good O's there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, the first O?
Outspoken.
Okay.
All right, so outspoken, is this kind of like loud?
Like loud, but could be more like frank or direct.
Mm-hmm.
Not afraid to speak their mind.
Yeah, so not afraid to say things that people don't really want to hear.
They don't want to hear, or maybe they don't necessarily agree with.
Say Donald Trump is very outspoken.
Donald Trump is very outspoken, and he's also very ostentatious.
So wait, an outspoken, ostentatious billionaire.
Wow, yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Wow. Okay.
So ostentatious here is basically, I guess we could also say showy,
mm-hmm,
or always shows off.
Flashy,
okay.
Yeah, very flashy.
Wants to show off their wealth.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so moving along to number four here. Now you're speaking my language, eh?
Okay, so for all intents and purposes, Spencer and I speak the same language.
So overall?
Overall, yeah. Practically speaking. Now, that said, there are a few subtle differences, eh?
Mm, yeah, in the pronunciation.
Right, spelling doesn't really matter right now, but pronunciation, yeah, there are a few differences.
Z instead of Z.
Right, exactly.
Hose, mos, a boat.
Okay, so it's the OU here. That's where we always get laughed at by our neighbors to the south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. We say house, mouse, about.
House, mouse, about.
Mm, how about process?
Process.
No.
Yeah.
You say process.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, you know, it's basically those two letters.
How about vague?
Vague. Yeah, I guess that's, yeah, vague.
Vague. Uh-huh. You say vague,
right.
We say vague.
Let's do, in the outro, we can do a little test there.
Okay, sounds good. Number five, attitudes. Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Sorry, eh? Sorry is a word that
sorry.
Canadians definitely...
Sorry? Oh, you Canadian, you.
I don't know. I can't even hear the difference there.
Okay, so Americans view Canadians as pushovers.
Okay.
So a pushover is someone who's like easy to control.
Yeah, you can just push them over, right? Mm-hmm. Easy to control, influence.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And because we view you as such pushovers, you're even polite to a fault.
Okay, this is a great phrase because it looks pretty negative. Mm-hmm. Right? Like a fault is something that is bad about you.
Yeah, but being polite is good, right?
But being polite is good, exactly. So we always use this phrase to kind of mean like you could be polite to a fault, nice to a fault. It just means you're way too polite.
Right, right. So you're so polite that it might even harm you.
It could. Yeah, it could. Exactly.
Okay. So Canadians, on the other hand, view Americans as boorish and rude.
Great word here.
So boorish is like uncivilized?
Yeah, I would say uncivilized. Maybe rough, coarse.
Mm-hmm. You were raised in a barn.
Raised in a barn? Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not, it doesn't just mean impolite, right? I mean, it also has these other connotations of just like, so uncivilized.
Yeah.
Like, how can you even exist in a society? more like pigs than men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's not far from the truth. But so we kind of started off with a joke here. I think we'll kind of end with one.
All right.
What do you say, Adam?
All right. It's been said that Canadians are more polite when they are being rude than Americans are when they are being friendly.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Gets me every time. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to this lesson one more time.
All right.
There is a joke that goes, a Canadian is merely an unarmed American with healthcare. But does this give us the full story? Today, we are examining the real differences between these two North American neighbors. Number one, society. All for one, or one for all. While America is famous for being a great melting pot, Canada has always tried to be a more peaceful and multicultural society. Canada is much more collectivist in nature, whereas in America, the individual is king. Number two, government. Friend or foe? More Canadians believe that the government should play a stronger role in the economy and defend national culture. America was founded on a strong distrust of government, a feeling that still exists today. As President Ronald Reagan once said, government is not the solution to our problem, government is the problem. Number three, who's got the bigger bank account? The average Canadian might not be as wealthy as the average American, but this is offset by the fact that economic inequality is lower in Canada. As a rule, Canada doesn't have a lot of outspoken or ostentatious billionaires. The Canadian super rich tend to live much more modest lives. Number four, now you're speaking my language. For all intents and purposes, Canadian and American English are the same. That said, there are a few subtle differences in spelling and pronunciation, like how Canadians say Z instead of Z. But the biggest difference has to be in the Canadian pronunciation of ow, as in house, mouse, or about. Number five, attitudes. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. Americans view Canadians as pushovers and polite to a fault. Canadians view Americans as boorish and rude. It's been said that Canadians are more polite when they are being rude than Americans are when they are being friendly.
Okay, so we started off giving our listeners a little taste of the difference between our pronunciation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, so OU is always going to be different.
House.
Mouse.
About.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, a lot of times when I'm recording, you know, I try my best to say about, but then, you know, about just sneaks out.
Sneaks out.
But there are other words, like Spencer was hitting on before.
How about sorry?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Americans say sorry. We say sorry.
Yeah, sorry, sorry, sorry. Okay. What else we got?
Foods, I guess, like a bagel or bagel.
Really?
Yeah, what do you say?
Bagel.
I always say bagel, yeah.
Bagel.
But it's because I forget how to say it, so that's not a good example.
Okay, so once again, vague.
Vague.
Yeah.
Same as, yeah, bagel.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I mean, there's tons of them. It's been reported recently that, like, younger Canadians are starting to sound more like Americans, specifically Americans from California.
Mm.
So who knows? Maybe the Canadian accent will be gone in a generation.
Yeah, America taking over.
Well, sorry.
Okay, so we hope you enjoyed today's lesson, and it shed a little more light on the differences between Canadians and Americans.
That's right. And if you guys have any other questions, you know, about... How did I do? Did I sound all right
about?
There? Any other questions about Americans or Canadians, you know, culture, language, please just leave them in the comments below.
Yeah, that's right. And if you can think of some differences between Canadians and Americans that we don't have listed here, feel free to leave those in the comments section as well. We'd be happy to read them. And, well, we'll see you next time, guys.
All right, bye, guys.
For more English podcasts, stay tuned to 开言英语每天听.